to because Sticks the design is
bullshit.
What?
Sticks Axis bullshit.
Welcome back to Saggy Man Boobs. The games are hot and Tom's nipples are hard.
Why is it always got to be me? Why? Yeah, have we moved on from fluids now as well?
Well, I mean, it's in the same...
Well, it's not really. 12 episodes, every single name that you thought of for this podcast, which is called Useless Microtransaction, by the way, has been a fluid. And now I take personal offence because I've got saggy man tits.
So do I.
So I know, but you talked about my nipples. Don't you ever talk about my nipples without my permission?
I've got very hairy nipples.
I've got very small ones.
You have?
I'm 6 foot three. For someone 6 foot three, my nipples should be bigger.
I can't believe you're 6 foot three. I know we never met in person, but you don't strike me as being really tall for some
reason.
You just
see me head on a camera? What do you want us to do?
Yeah, but I've seen you do your little room tour things.
Don't start this, because everyone in my community says that I'm short and that I'm living a lie and that I'm not 6 foot three, but I am 6 foot three, right? When you look at my game room videos and stuff, it was a converted garage which had a really high roof, firstly. Secondly, I've got the Billy bookshelves from IKEA, and then I've got an extender on the top. But because the roof's really high, there's still quite a big gap, and I think people think it's the normal size one. So honestly, the shelves I have in my game room are massive. And when I stand in front of them and I have the camera wide shot, I look tiny. I will give you that. But I'm actually 6 foot two and three quarters.
Lot of trickery and camera tricks going on there, I think.
Doing the opposite Gandalf and what's the hairy man called? Hagrid, those old camera tricks. No, I'm tall. I mean, I was 6 foot two and three quarters. Are we at the age where we're starting to shrink yet?
Maybe I think I've got a few more years. Maybe I don't believe.
Because the fluid in between your spinal things decreases, doesn't it? So your spine slowly goes down.
Oh, that's depressing.
What do you mean? People get shorter. And then because I'm tall, I've got like a bit of a like slouch down, because every small twat out there, I've got a... What are you seeing? What's the weather like down there?
Oh, I think you're just playing everyone for a fool.
You look tall. Are you tall?
I'm 5...
Northern.
5'11".
5 foot five? Like. Did everyone hear him say 5 foot five? Boxy Artie is 5 foot five.
5'11"-ish. Right. Depends, because I have quite boofy hair, so if my hair's quite long, then I might reach 6 foot.
I don't think you measure the hair. You measure to the top of your skull. I'm pretty sure.
I can't believe you're 6 foot three.
I'm 6 foot two and three quarters. I just round up to three.
You give me like Mario vibes. Don't get the tall vibes from you.
Right. Well, I'll come and tower over you. You short bastard, 5 foot five. I don't know how you dare. Sitting there, 5 foot five. Do you want me to... I'll stand up. Wait, my headphones have come off.
Yeah, well, that tells me absolutely nothing.
You just got a shot full of dick there, didn't you?
Yeah, he just flashed me with his northern pins.
Showed me tiny nipples.
Anyway,
right. Are we going to start on our games?
We took a weird tangent. For this week, we are going to complain a bit. There's a nice change. We are going to talk about our least favourite console of all time.
Mm-hmm.
This was quite hard for me.
Mine was easy. Straight in.
Oh, okay. Go on then. Seeing as you're so confident.
PS3.
What?
Yeah, PS3.
No.
PS3, clunky. The UI is atrocious. The UI is atrocious. I was an Xbox 360 guy at this time, and I moved on to Xbox One, and the Xbox One UI was so crap, I moved back to PS4. But for me, one of the main things a system has to do this day and age, when they're basically as powerful as each other, is it has to be a good user interface when you're going through the menus and stuff like that. And the PS3 one is shit. It is so bad. And that's the only thing that you're using the system for, really. All the games that you've got on it run on the Xbox 360. Most of them the same, but the UI was much easier and friendly to use. What else is your system doing for you?
So you're harking on just the UI. I mean, the UI.
What
is
else?
Like,
what else are we going to go on then?
5% of the experience. No, it's not the controller.
The Xbox 360 controller. I'm a PS5, 4 and 5 guy now. Xbox 360 controller's better than the PS4 controller. I think the PS controllers, even though it's only been slight evolutions, I think they've really helped. Like, a PS5 controller sits perfectly in your hand now. But back then it was still a bit angular and, you know.
The exclusives, Uncharted, your favourite, The Last of Us.
That did squeeze a little bit. But again, I was Xbox 360 and I bought my PS3 for Metal Gear Solid 4, and it was a fucking letdown because it was just cutscene generator. So that as well angered me to the system. Like, I bought a full system for a game. And admittedly, I found The Last of Us, which was an amazing game. That's one of my favourites of all time. But you can play that on any system now. But it's still... I bought it at the end of it, and it was like I was struggling to play the games just because of the system. And then as well, Sony realizing that they could be robbing bastards and making the first one backwards compatible to play PS2 games, and then realizing, wait a minute, let's stop that and charge you for PS2 games again that you already own. So there's only the 40 gig model plays PS2 games, isn't it?
I don't know. I didn't know any model that played PS2.
Yeah, so the first is, when they came out, there was like a 40, a 60, and a something else gig that came out. And when they first brought it out, one of those, the 40 or the 60, was backwards compatible. It might have been the 60. Now, if you look for old PS3s, you'll see which one it is because they're much more expensive. Because obviously, you can buy a PS3 and play your PS2 games on it. But yeah, it just goes to rub my. Oh, wait a minute. We could be Nintendo. We could charge you for shit you've already bought and already played, and that is like 20 years old. And yeah, so that angered me towards the console as well. So yeah, PS3 and just get away.
I don't know, mate. I think you're being a bit harsh there. I think the PS3 is solid.
Give me some. Apart from Uncharted and Last of Us, give me some positives for having a PlayStation 3. Over at the time, Xbox 360, Wii, anything
God
else?
God of War.
No, like, yeah, you got God of War, but if you look on the other side, you've got Gears of War.
Yeah, I didn't play that.
Because you had a PS3, you prick.
Yeah, but what Gears of War is just a third-person shooter, and I got third-person shooters coming out of my bumhole.
Yeah, based on Gears of War. Gears of War, everything became brown and third-person shootery because of Gears of War, because of how good a game it was. Mm. I mean, it was so good it made the shit. You are Googling PS3 exclusives, aren't you? I can see your hands moving. You're just saying exclusives. I'm talking about the console.
I think the controller is really user-friendly, and the first wireless one, and they were clever enough to not change the design from PS2 because
Sticks
the design
axis
is
bullshit.
What?
Sticks axis bullshit.
Yeah, but that's just like a gimmick thing. I mean, you could say that about the Wii if you wanted to.
No, but the Wii is good. It's based on that. It's different. In that era, there's no way you would pick a PS3 over an Xbox 360.
I would.
Yeah, but you did, so that's why you would. But like, yeah, in the time now, if you went back and you looked at it and you made an informed adult decision, you'd pick an Xbox 360.
Yeah, Xbox, bare reliable, Red Ring of Death, you know, send it back to
like
us, we'll fix it.
The first system, are you seeing, PS3s don't go kaput, the early versions? Because I'm pretty sure you'll find they do. Yeah. they get a yellow light. I don't think it's called the yellow light of death or whatever. You'll probably have some stupid name. But some of them do. That's why if you're going to get one, you're some retro revival, I'm pointing at the camera like people are watching, advice, go for like the when they made the slim ones that ironed out stuff and things like that. It's the same with the Xbox 360. If you get an old one, go for any one that's black. I'm not racist, but the white ones are the ones where you're going to get you. I got the Red Ring of Death, and I'd have to cool it down with a damn towel around it for about half an hour for like 5 minutes play. And I remember one day like spending all day cooling it down and playing because I couldn't get a new one.
And that's the console you're saying is better. Mm-hmm. You had to cool it down PS3. With kitchen materials.
Yeah. But the games and the UI and everything were amazing. Like I'm saying, I went from Xbox One, because once I'm with now, I'm with PS5. If PS5 is completely fine for me, I'm not going to Xbox. There's nothing to take me over there, especially with them giving us all the games now. If PS6 comes out and it's just horrible user interface, I'll go and try an Xbox.
Nah.
Xbox had me, and I got an Xbox One, and then it was just a horrible UI. It's like my TV. Do you have an LG TV?
No, I don't.
Find someone with an LG TV. The UI, like changing sources and going to apps and that, is the slowest thing in the world. And I have two LG TVs. And I will press like the button to go to get the apps because I'm going to go to YouTube from the normal TV or whatever it is. And it takes that long. I press the button again. And then it comes off. It flashes up, and then you press it again. So it's like, oh no, fuck you. You pressed to come out, and it goes off. And I know that it does it, but my ADHD brain still can't be patient enough to just wait 10 seconds for it to come on. And LG TVs are amazing, but it makes me want another TV. Because in this day and age, like I said, the Xbox 360 and PS3, you can go in and someone say, oh, well, actually, there's an extra teraflop of blah, 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 blah. Fuck off. Right, they're basically the same. So the only thing the system is doing for me is providing a user interface to play my games. And obviously, 360 did achievements first, and then PlayStation were like, oh, we'll steal that, and start our trophies like halfway through. And for me, I do like trophies better than achievements. Achievements are cool because you build up a score, but having the idea of a platinum trophy, I think, was genius. Because you could get such a massive gamer score without completing a game. Whereas the platinum trophy's like, look, I've fucked all Dark Souls in the ass so many times. It calls me daddy, and you've got the trophy to prove that. Whereas just a generic score doesn't really show that. Anyway, yeah, PS3.
All right, clearly I don't agree, but it's your opinion. Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
Can I just check? Because I always feel like the dumber one on this podcast. Did I make a cogent argument?
I mean, yeah. I mean, you're focusing in on something which I would say is not as significant as you're making it out to be. And it seems like you're saying, actually, there's not much in it between Xbox 360 and PS3, so I'm just going to pick on this small thing.
No, well, I think before... I don't know the number of the generations, but before the PS3 and Xbox 360 generation... I thought the systems were really different and it mattered. Like a GameCube and a PS2 and a Dreamcast are completely different. And you can look at other things. A Mega Drive, a SNES, you know what I mean? Completely different. But from Xbox 360 and PS3 onwards, it's the same. PS4 and Xbox One, PS5 and Xbox Series X. They're the same, basically. There will be differences. I know for a fact there are. So it's what are you doing for me? You're providing an interface to do stuff. That's the only thing the system's doing different from each other.
Okay, so fair enough. I looked a bit wider at this. You know, originally, I was thinking, should I say the N64?
And ooh!
I love the N64. And think about some of the exclusives that it had, some of the best games of all time. Mm-hmm. But... if you think about how little games there were on N64, it had a really small library. And the fact that they were behind so much with the times that they had already gone to CDs at this point and they were flogging a dead horse at this point with cartridges.
But at the same time, have a look at the size of the library on the Wii. And is it not quantity, not quality? So quality, not quantity. Because the Wii has, you could say, triple, quadruple the sort of backlog, sorry, the game catalog that the N64 does, but half its shovelware shit.
Yeah, it's true. But as well, the controller, what a weird idea that was.
It's two controllers in one.
Sorry?
It's two controllers in one. People don't understand this.
Okay. But it's still
either
a weird
hold
design.
The middle and the right bit, or the middle and the left bit, and
it's still bizarre though.
It is bizarre.
Better than that.
I do think, see, for me, I really like the GameCube controller. And I think it was an evolution of it. I think they moved stuff around and got rid of the third leg.
Hmm. I mean, I love the N64, don't get me wrong. But whether there was a situation where you would get the port on the PlayStation or the N64, you would always go for the PlayStation. Like, as you say, Resident Evil 2 on N64 is unplayable.
Say, apart from me, who played Resident Evil 2 on the N64, because then I didn't have a PS1. And it is terrible. It's so bad.
It's a shame because the games that they do so well, Mario 64, Banjo-Kazooie, Conker's Bad Fur Day, like they're so, so good. But there was potential there to do more mature games, more stuff with the tech that they had at the time. So I'm just wondering whether it would just fell behind slightly.
But you can't put your worst console with a console that you started off with. I love the N64.
Yeah, well, that's why I haven't gone with this one.
Oh, so you're just banging on about something that's not... It's supposed to be like 10 minutes,
You've just banged on about flipping UIs for about 15
minutes.
But
it was my answer. You banged on about something that's not your answer.
Well, I'm getting to it. I have to warm you up.
Tell us when we get there. Tell me when we get there.
It's all about foreplay.
No, just whack it in dry.
So I'm going to have another go at Nintendo and the Wii U, I think, is my pick. I think it was a idea, and I think it was a nice attempt, but it just failed. And, like, all right, the Wii U paved the way for where the Switch is now. Like, the Wii U failed so that the Switch could succeed. Like, they had the idea, but they just hadn't cooked it enough. And if you look at their games library, okay, Breath of the Wild did come out first on Wii U. They had Super Mario 3D World. But other than that, there's very little to show for the Wii U.
See, I didn't have a Wii U. Out of all, like, all the consoles, the mainline consoles from NES and Master System, I own every single one, apart from the Wii U. And just anyone who I said just says, they didn't like it. Did they lean too far into the, like, having an iPad?
Yeah, well, they were trying to do this whole remote play and lounge play combination, they just hadn't thought about it enough, and that's why the Switch is so good, because they realised where they failed with the Wii U. And I think the name really was a detriment to them, because I think people thought, oh, this is just like a add-on to the Wii, but it wasn't.
For me, not playing it, I feel like having your controller with a screen on seems like there are so many things you could do with it. Like, I don't know how that hasn't succeeded when it's, like, given to the masters of innovation.
Yeah, and I think that's it. They didn't farm out the tech enough because it sold so badly, so people didn't really want to get on board with it. But you had things like Mario Maker, which was perfect for it, because you could design your levels on the pad and then play them on the telly.
Yeah.
But they did a Star Fox game, which was awful, and the problem was you had to continuously look at the iPad screen and then back up at the telly, then back up at the... And I think for the variety of games that are out there for, like, a console, there just aren't enough ideas for that to really work.
Like, I just think, just even if you're not trying to lean on too much, just you're playing a game, and instead of opening up your inventory, it's just there on your pad. You know what I mean? Or your map or whatever. Just having it there, right? Like, I'm thinking it's not Nintendo, but Grand Theft Auto, and you can pause, go to the map, where am I going? It's just, it's down there in front of you. Or, like, I think of, let's say, going to Nintendo, Ocarina of Time, the amount of times you have to press start, change your tunic, put the different boots on, blah, blah, blah. Just up, blah, 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 and it changes. I don't see how they could cock that up.
I think it was really big and bulky as well. And you had to take everything with you, so it didn't really crack the whole take it with you anywhere kind of market. but they learned from their mistakes, and we had the Switch, which was awesome. So fair play to them. They learned from their mistakes.
And then the Switch 2 can fuck off.
PS5, just because I'm very disappointed with the games library at the moment.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's fair to put them in the bin just yet while there's still a couple of years left of it.
Do you reckon there's about 2 years in this generation left, you reckon?
Well, if you think... I think most generations last 7 years.
Yeah. That's weird that we're like 2 years from PS6. It just seems...
We've got Switch 2, and that's 8 years, 7-8 years.
Right, okay, so we're looking at it. Well, we'll see. Because, like I say, it's normally your end of your cycle, you get those really good hits, isn't it, when they know what the platform can do, people are used to designing games and stuff for it and that, so we'll see. But I agree with you, the catalogue isn't great, but you do have very good games on there. I can't wait to play Death Stranding 2.
I'm surprised you haven't got that yet.
No, when I think about my backlog and I think about stream, and I just think, if I buy it, when am I going to play it? It's honestly, like, I need to win the lottery and just quit this whole work malarkey. It's all just bollocks. Capitalism, boo! Unless I'm at the top then. Capitalism, yay! We'll get there eventually.
We're all fucked if you're at the top, mate.
Right, well, thank you very much for joining us on, what did you call it? Which one is this?
Sweaty Man Boobs or something.
Yeah, thank you for joining us on Sweaty Man Boobs, also known as Useless Microtransactions, episode 12. We are steaming through these. Thank you very much for tuning in, and catch us on the flip side.
Word.
Word to your mother. Is that like rude? Is word to your mother like would I say it to a friend? Or is it like some enemy comes on my turf trying to sling some shit and I go, word to your mother, and then he wants to fight us?
Yeah, when some guy comes up who's dissing your fly girl and he says that. Whew.
I hate when that happens. Don't sling that shit on my corner. Anyway, word to your mothers or your fathers. I don't know, it's 2025. Word to whoever. Word to them.
Bye.